Hi, this is Tiffany the Less.
And Mary Jane.
And
Abbott Lundberg from Santa Cruz Alliance.
And we're at Fat City in San Diego. You're getting ready to play your gig at the Casbah, and you've been touring America for the last couple of weeks. Is it everything you've expected it to be?
Yeah, well, we've been here a couple of times before, so it's basically the same, you know.
What's the song that you're seeing that the Americans are really catching on to?
Oh, every one of them. Mm-hmm. I can't really tell the difference, you know. Mm-hmm. Because we change the set lists every night, and I don't know, people just seem to respond or react the same way always. You know, it's no specific song really.
Do you have any international touring essentials, something that you have to bring with you?
Maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask that question. I wish the other guys were here, because I just wear my, you know, robes and whatever, and try to keep it as simple as possible. And well, that's one thing I forgot at home, it's my Turkish flute. So I'm looking for a new one. It's hard to find here.
Do you guys have any sort of quirks or rituals when you're on the road?
Well, I think it's hard to tell because we're so different and you don't really know where the other guys are. But my ritual is that I just sleep. Uh-huh. That's what I do, you know.
During the day?
Yeah. As much as possible. No problem with that. Yeah.
If you had to describe yourself without referring to your music, how would it go?
I would, you know, the first thought I was thinking was Power Station, but that's the drummer, so I'm just some kind of amplifier or, you know, the connector or whatever. The satellites.
Yeah. And what's the process like when you are writing in English?
It's nothing special at all. It's just, you know, you make a song and then you hear the words, you know, it just comes to you. So it's like any instrument, you know, and writing in English, no problem at all. I always did that, so.
And when you dream, what language do you dream in?
Turkish.
Turkish?
Well, no, I don't know. It's just... That's a tough question. You know, that's... an interesting question. You know, it could be German, it could be English, it could be some language I don't really know, but that makes sense, you know. But you know, that's hard to answer. I can't really tell. It should be Swedish, but when I'm actually thinking about it, maybe it has to do where I am. You know, if I'm here, I.
What you're hearing.
Yeah.
Well, after this tour wraps up, what does 2010 have in store for you?
A lot of trips around the globe, you know, China, Eastern Europe, festivals everywhere, you know, England, Sweden, maybe, you know, hopefully in America as well. We're working on it, so we're going to be all over the place.
Do you find that different parts of the world have a different vibe when it comes to the audience?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you don't have to, you know, you can be in America and it's so different everywhere. And so it's, I mean, here it's more laid back, of course, you know, it's a slower pace. But I would say, you know, people respond to our music the same way everywhere, except I would say Switzerland. That's a strange country because it takes a while for them to get it. But when they get it, they just respond with, you know, almost violently. You know, it's too much frustration where the World Bank is, you know.
Yeah. Well, you guys have you already played a few shows with Nico Vega?
Yeah.
And how is that going?
That's fantastic. It's I really believe they're going to be big, you know. Such a great stage presence, and they're amazing band. They've been with us the whole tour, and it's been just a thrill to watch them, you know. Really cool band.
And how do the two bands sort of go together? Because you guys have very distinct sounds.
Yeah, but I, you know, the fact is, the Secret Machines were supposed to open up for us or tour with us, but they split up. Like most bands do, tour with the soundtrack of our lives. It's not the first time it happens. But hopefully Nico Vega will, you know, stick around. But yeah, but they just replaced the Secret Machines, and I didn't really know about Nico Vega at all. So I was just, wow, what the hell is this? You know, yeah, it's fantastic. It's really cool.
So I always ask my musicians the same three questions at the end. And the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Slang terms? What's that?
I never know how to describe it. Just like words that you overuse that you wouldn't necessarily use in a professional setting, I guess.
Ah. Yeah, we have certain words, you know, that sometimes we just make them up, you know, and you remember certain tours with these words, but I don't know, it's just silly. I get
what about
really
a Swedish term?
Yeah, well, it's always something, you know, you come up with something or you say something by mistake and it becomes a word, you know. But mostly it has to do with, I don't know, private stuff. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, no, I can't really. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
So what's your drink of choice?
Oh, right now it's red wine, but I'm into old cider and but mostly it's just champagne, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Oh, it's sexy. But I don't have it, you know. But I wish the other guys would have more. So I can get excited.
And do you have any last words for your fans?
Well, there's more stuff. There's no more stuff coming up, you know, and we'll stick around for a while. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. And we're piratepods.com. Would you mind giving us your best pirate impression?
Okay, say that again.
We're piratepods.com. Would you mind giving us your best pirate impression or a joke?
Well, to tell you the truth, you look exactly like our violin player that joined on our record. It's an old classmate, actually. You look like twins, so that's interesting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Just like the way it should be. Surround.